Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Greece in ancient times was known for its great philosophers, physicians, historians, orators, and other skilled people. Every high school child in the nation should know the names of Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, Xenophon, Herodotus, Hippocrates, and Pericles. From a purely human viewpoint, those outstanding scholars were among the wisest men who ever lived. Their influence lives on 2,000 years later, and likely will continue to live as long as the world stands. But were they wise in those areas that are most important, in knowing God, in supporting decent moral values, in preparing to spend eternity with God, and in helping those who were downtrodden and discouraged? Some of the Greek philosophers were like the people Paul had in mind when he wrote, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things." Romans 1, 22 and 23. People who worship the creature rather than the Creator may be wise in worldly affairs, but they are foolish in God's sight. Romans 1, 25. In his letter to the Greek Christians at Corinth, Paul contrasted the wisdom of the world with the wisdom of God. "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by its wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them who believe." 1 Corinthians 1:21. "Since by their own wisdom men cannot know God, God in his infinite love and mercy sent Jesus Christ into the world to be our wisdom. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." 1 Corinthians 1:30. The most uneducated man can be wise, not because of any special merit he possesses, but because he is willing to submit to the wisdom God has given us in Christ Jesus. According to the New Testament, Jesus is our wisdom for a number of reasons. It is through Jesus Christ that Christians have a better understanding of the nature and the will of God than any other people in the world could ever have had. The Apostle John stresses that truth in his prologue to his gospel. "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." John 1, 18. The Greek word rendered declared means to explain, to reveal, or to make known. Why should anyone be surprised at that concept? The Son knows the Father better than anyone else possibly could. Jesus told Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him." The Apostle Philip asked the Lord to show the apostles the Father. Jesus replied, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. And how do you say, 'Show us the Father'?" John 14, 6-9. Jesus is also the wisdom of God, wisdom we must have to know what God expects of us. In his great sermons, in the parables, and in other ways, Jesus sets forth the great truths Christians must know and follow to please God. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus charged his followers, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. In this same sermon, Jesus Christ warned his disciples, "Not everyone who says unto me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 7:21. Thank you, and may God bless you.